everything about the new life that Jesus has won for us, everything that we celebrate in his resurrection, in terms of the whole life that he gives to us now, all of that is made real, only made real, in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. So much of you must be born from above. And the Greek here, it has this twofold meaning that can be taken either way, but we hold on to both. You must be born from above, but it also means you must be born again. So a new birth that is heavenly, that is spiritual, that is not earthly. And that's the life that the Lord offers to us. And this is what daily life as a Christian is meant to look like. So even though we won't get to our Pentecost novena until we push out until the end of the sixth week of Easter, going to the seventh week of Easter, even now we want to pray, Lord, stir up, cultivate in our hearts this awareness that everything that we're celebrating in your resurrection is made real for us only in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we have a role to play, welcoming the Holy Spirit, cooperating with him, allowing him room to be at work. It's never forced in a way that it just overrides us, but we have a role to play that where we can pray, Lord, the gifts of the Spirit you gave me in baptism and confirmation, Lord, I ask you, stir those up. Let those gifts be released in a new way. Let me experience the power of your Holy Spirit. Give me this gift of living out what you said to Nicodemus, that we have to receive this new heavenly birth that comes only by way of the Holy Spirit. So let's allow these early days of Easter, even already, to begin pointing us to and getting us ready for Pentecost. Pentecost is meant to be that beautiful daily experience of God's power in us throughout the year, not just at Pentecost. But as we hear this come up over and over again in the readings, let's pray and ask for a stirring up of that devotion, that longing for the greater release of the Holy Spirit in us, who makes the resurrection of Christ real for us in our lives.